If you aren't out of bed yet, you'll find that it's a lovely day outside there. And we've got a whole... And also, you've got to admit that when it's a lovely day, it's a tonic against some of the depressing news. And one of the part of the depressing news that's been happening is that the passage of the Allan government's new laws to sentence children as adults, exposing them to possible life imprisonment for some crimes, marks a tragic turning point for all Victorians. This is the Justice Reform Initiative that I'm quoting, but I feel the same. And it was passed in the final sitting day of the year. The Parliament heard opposition from a number of MPs who shared the widespread view of experts and sector voices that these laws will fail to reduce crime, will fail to improve community safety, and will cause enormous harm to Victorian children, families and communities.
And I think, you know, important to mention, completely undermining Australia's commitment to kind of human rights, legal infrastructure internationally and domestically. I came across a quote from Sue Ann Hunter, who's the National Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children and Young People. And she had to say, "These new laws violate Australia's obligations under the Convention on the Rights of the Child, which state that detention as punishment should only be used as a last resort and for the shortest period possible." She went on to say, "Treating 14-year-olds as adults in criminal proceedings, removing the principle of detention as a last resort and imposing potential life sentences directly contravenes these obligations and removes the human rights protections that are meant to protect our most vulnerable."
It's that one thing about having, you know, you got treaty in one hand, but then you got passing legislation that's going to massively negatively impact First Nations communities.
It's a real suits approach, isn't it? We've got it all in order. There's nothing to look at. We're all in suits. We're talking in calm and rational voices.
And well, you're entrenching criminalisation and poverty for a generation of children. Taking your commitment to closing the gap seriously.
Yeah, that coupled with the propaganda operation that they did on Channel 7 where they showed, you know, the top secret Victoria Police Judge Dredd station on Spencer Street, and they show behind the scenes how they can tactically coordinate everything and just how many cameras they got and how many eyes they got all over the city, with Nick Reese wanting to also give them 1,000 more eyes on the streets with his Safe Cities smart cameras program.
Well, you know, Dick Reese is in the eye of the storm at the moment, because apparently he ran on a ticket that he wasn't going to take any money from developers. But apparently the Mariner Group has now been allowed to build some enormous tower in the CBD, which is causing locals to be really, really a little bit upset. And the other thing about this, about the 1,000 eyes that you're putting forward, is that because of the mainstream media's love affair with power, they're placing the point of view as if us ordinary people walking down the street think this is a great thing. Actually, these are the overlords who are telling us that they can push us around. So basically, the point of view of the mainstream media is not the normal person anymore. It's not mainstream. It's not the main street. People pretending that they're all on our side is just a crock. It's a crock.
Well, I mean, on the changing role of the media, the new appointment for acting chair of SBS, our public broadcaster, is one Christine Zeitz, who has, by her record, over 35 years of global experience in strategy, revenue and profitability growth, business turnarounds, mergers, acquisitions, e-commerce, marketing and building functional and cohesive teams. You'll know her from holding roles such as CEO of Northrop Grumman Australia, a weapons company, CEO of Leidos Australia, a company that specializes in building sovereign capability, university alliance for that one beautiful thing called maritime autonomy, air and missile defense, and intelligence solutions. But not only that, she's been the CEO or the vice president and managing director of Lockheed Martin for for Australia in the Asia Pacific and the president of Northeast Asia of BAE Systems.
Oh, it sounds perfect for the SBS.
Yeah.
Just perfect, man. Perfect.
Pity they didn't put it in yellow subtitle font, her CEO resume.
It sort of requires us to move across to the US and the US lies. For us in Australia, they've just signed a new AUKUS something or other, I don't know, where we give them more money and we do what we're told sort of thing. And at the same time, the Secretary of Defence, or he's been called, Peter Hegseth in America.
Yeah, whose title is actually on his little placard in the Oval Office is the Secretary of War.
Yeah, yeah. And you were noticing something else about that presentation.
Oh, yeah, if you look on the ABC coverage, where they still erroneously refer to him as the Secretary of Defence, even though the placard says Secretary of War, they actually have put an extra S, so... Not sure if that's a dog whistle or that's maybe them just letting it slip, the SS.
And the reason why we bring it up is that there was a report in The Intercept about how the Secretary of War, Peter Hegseth, is under increasing fire, and this is unbelievable language, fire for a double tap strike, first reported by The Intercept in early September, in which the US military killed two survivors of the Trump administration's initial boat strike in the Caribbean on September the 2nd. They call it a double tap strike, where they actually go in to kill people who survived the original attack. Now, people who can't defend themselves.
And again, no evidence provided that these people have committed any sort of crime.
Yeah, the Washington Post recently reported that Hegseth personally ordered the follow-up attack, giving a spoken order to, this is inverted commas, to kill everybody. Multiple military legal experts, lawmakers, and now confidential sources within the government who spoke with The Intercept say Hegseth's actions could result in the entire chain of command being investigated for war crimes or outright murder.
And I think on that note as well, we've had another strike in the Pacific on an alleged, emphasis on the alleged, drug vessel, killing four people. Again, no evidence provided to establish that this boat has any relationship to carrying illicit narcotics. Since September 2nd, that's 87 people killed in more than 20 strikes in the Caribbean and Pacific.
And just to finish up, as we move into Voices for Palestine, to on the American lies, Honduran opponents to former President Juan Orlando Hernandez protest outside the federal court in Manhattan on April the 22nd, 2022 in New York because of the ex-Hernandez president Juan Orlando Hernandez made his first appearance before a U.S. judge. He has just been freed. Trump frees ex-president of Honduras, right-wing narco-dictator convicted of drug trafficking. Now, this is the appalling truth of the matter is Trump is just going, we want Venezuela, and he accuses one head of state of being a narco-terrorist, in inverted commas, when he now allows his bosom buddy, quite clearly, a free ticket. So nothing that comes out of America can be trusted.